You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. This week, we play it safe with John Coltrane. There's Art Farmer and Evening in Paris from June 1954, packaged on the prestige label called the Art Farmer Septet. Art Farmer on trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland trombone, Charlie Rouse tenor, Danny Bank on baritone, Horace Silver piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Taylor on the drums. It rounds out our opening set. Let's go to the top. We started with John Coltrane and a classic on the Blue Note label called Moment's Notice. We had John Coltrane on tenor, Lee Morgan trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, Kenny Drew piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. John Coltrane and Moment's Notice. Then Bill Evans from December 1959 off the package on the Riverside label, called Portrait in Jazz, we had When I Fall in Love. Bill Evans, piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, Paul Motian on the drums. We also went back for a real early side by Chet Baker from October 1952. It's a package called The October Sessions of 1952. And I may be wrong. Chet Baker and Shorty Rogers on trumpets, John Gross on the flugelhorn, Art Pepper alto, Wardell Gray tenor, Jerry Mulligan baritone, Hampton Hawes piano, Joe Mondragon on the bass, and Lawrence Marrable on the drums. Then we listened to Phineas Newborn Jr. and Give Me the Simple Life from October 1959. It was on the Roulette label, a package called I Love a Piano. Phineas Newborn on piano, John Simmons on bass, and Roy Haynes on the drums. That led us around to Art Farmer, Evening in Paris. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. The program is a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. Our timeline here runs roughly from 1944 through 1964. We started the program this week with a classic recording by John Coltrane. Let's do it again for the second half. Thank you.
Thank you. If my king of hearts takes in his queen. I'll say I'm lucky in love. If you take me, that'll make me oh so lucky in love. Good breaks are few, few skies are blue, but bad luck scatters every time I'm with you. I don't mind that at poker I'm green, if my king of hearts only takes in his queen. I'll say I'm lucky in love. If you take me, that'll make me
Sarah Vaughan and Lucky in Love from November 1956 off a package on the Mercury label called Great Songs from Hit Shows. This was from the 1947 musical Good News, starring Peter Lawford and, diabetics hate to say it because their blood sugar spikes, June Allison. Rounds out the set, we started out with John Coltrane and the classic Blue Train. On the Blue Note label from September 1957, John Coltrane tenor, Lee Morgan trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Then the classic Daoud from Clifford Brown, August 1954. That's from the Clifford Brown Max Roach Quartet on the Emercy label, Clifford Brown trumpet, Harold Land tenor, Richie Paul piano, George Morrow bass, Max Roach on the drums. We also heard from Sonny Stitt from August of 1957. People Will Say We're in Love, Sonny Stitt with the New Yorkers on the Roos label, Sonny Stitt alto, Hank Jones piano, Wendell Marshall bass, Shadow Wilson on the drums. And we had a pair from Teddy Charles. Actually, I was looking for something with Wardell, and this was listed under his name, but it was originally Teddy Charles, the vibes player, leading this little offing from February 1953. Two tunes, Lavone and So Long to Broadway. Teddy Charles on the vibes, Wardell Gray tenor, Frank Morgan alto, Sonny Clark piano, Dick Nivison on bass, and Lawrence Marable on the drums, and that brought us around to Sarah Vaughan. And that's got it for another program. It's Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve. Program's a showcase for the music we call modern jazz. We call it modern because it's only 60 years old. To take us on out, tuned by Duke Ellington, this is his salute to Romeo and Juliet. It's called The Star-Crossed Lovers. And we'll see you next time around. Thank you.